Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's City Council meeting, the May City Council for Monday, August 27th, 2012. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor David Land of the New Life Assembly of God Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Please stand for the invocation and the pledge.
Most gracious God, we are so grateful that you know us. You know everything about us. You call us by name. I pray tonight that as our council has gathered together to do business for this city, that you will lead them and guide them, granting them wisdom from on high. I pray for everyone, Lord, that is in this gallery, that you would just bless them and let there be a spirit of peace in this room. Father, I pray for our city, the city of Mesa, Arizona. We come against the evil one who tries to bring destruction in many ways, but we exalt the name of Jesus Christ, who is over and higher and much greater than the works of darkness. We pray for this city to come to know our Lord. And now, may your will be done this evening in every decision for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'd like to excuse the Vice Mayor, who's unable to be with us this evening. And is he on the phone? Vice Mayor, you on the phone?
I am.
Oh. We'd like to welcome the Vice Mayor, who has joined us this evening. Thank you. We're always proud of accomplishments in the city, and it's one thing we've tried to accentuate by coining a phrase called celebrate our successes. And it's especially nice when someone outside the city, and especially a national or international organization, looks at what is going on here in the city and recognizes that for its excellence. Just a little while ago, we really got a plum in recognition and a success that we really want to celebrate. So I'd like to introduce Cindy Ornstein, who's our Arts and Culture Director, who has a nice little glass work of art, and as Randy was putting up there, I was scared to death it was going to fall over and crash.
We wouldn't want that to happen.
Please don't bump the podium.
But, touching the podium.
I'll turn it over to Cindy, who will share with us this great recognition.
Thank you, Mayor, and thank you, and good evening to all the council members and to the citizens watching. Yes, we're extremely proud that the Mesa Arts Center is the recipient of an international award, the Award for Excellence for Performing Arts Centers, awarded by the International Association of Venue Managers. This is an award where there were nominees from across the globe, literally, and three finalists were selected, and they were the Tampa Center for the Arts, the Sydney Opera House from Sydney, Australia, and us. And we are very pleased on behalf of all the citizens of Mesa to have been the recipient of this award for excellence, which recognizes both our operational excellence and our service to the community. And it's probably worth mentioning that we have been increasing our visitorship every year, and this past year we did hit a record number for the visitors to the Mesa Arts Center. We had 378,000 visits last year, and that is a great number, and we plan to top it again next year.
Fantastic.
I'd like to recognize that this is not something that any one person was awarded. And here representing the staff are the two assistant directors of the Mesa Arts Center, Randy Vogel and Rob Schultz. And they're really here representing the entire staff. And we really want to acknowledge that the staff does not really take all the credit for this. We work on behalf of the citizens, and we are so appreciative of the support the community has shown to us, our patrons, our donors, and a huge, huge number of community volunteers without whom we could not run the Mesa Arts Center. So thank you to everyone.
Well, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
There we go. We, of course, get to enjoy the great things that the Arts Center has to offer, and we were extremely proud about 6 months ago to share it with the rest of the country and the world. And I will tell you, I got so much feedback from other mayors from throughout the country who were watching the Republican presidential debate. And because CNN did such a great job of really showing and emphasizing the Arts Center, I had mayors who said, my goodness, that place is beautiful. And I had a good chance to talk about the Mesa Arts Center. So this is twice in a year we've been on the international scene, so congratulations. And to the citizens of Mesa, and Councilmember Kavanaugh, you were here in a major part of that a while ago. Why don't you talk just a tiny little bit about where we've come from, you know, the ideas that were sprung many years ago.
Well, it really dates back to the 1980s when there was an effort to have Performing Arts Center in the community, and it culminated in a ballot proposition that sadly was not approved at the time in the late 1980s. But the advocates for the arts continued on with it, and in 1996, when Mayor Wayne Brown was sworn in, Mayor Brown is a tremendous advocate for the arts, and really felt that it was essential to quality of life in the community, and as such, he was a very strong proponent of adding a performing arts center to a ballot proposal for residents and included many other things that are related to quality of life, but he was insistent that that this be part of the mix and had support of the city council, and we had a great response from the community in terms of approving the quality of life tax. And what was very remarkable about the way the whole thing was structured is that most performing arts centers around the country, when they open, they have a mountain of debt, millions and millions and millions of dollars of debt. And thanks to the generosity of Mesa residents, when the our center was opened, it was paid for. And that's allowed us to focus on fundraising for programming at the center to help serve the community. And that's been the focus of so many people in the community that have worked so hard to help raise the funds. It's truly, I look back on some of the critics who said it would be a white elephant and no one would ever go there. Well, the statistics that Cindy told us tonight prove otherwise. And the recognition that the Mesa Arts Center has received nationwide and worldwide for its programming is really a wonderful feather in our cap. And it continues to be one of the signature identifiers for the city of Mesa, which is what we hoped it would be, and it's really the heart of the city. And I want to congratulate everybody who worked on that. It's been really almost a 30-year process of getting us to where we are today, and it's nice to get the recognition. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that with us. Just to put things in perspective, when 4 years ago in this council took office, one of the goals that a little bit under, we didn't advertise it, but with Johann Zietzman at the time, was to increase the number of people who came there. And our goal was, we wanted the attendance to get up to the population in Mesa. And, you know, we're getting closer every year. And to have nearly 380,000 people attend activities there, you know, we got a few more years, we'll be up there where we'll have at least as many, if not more, people go through that art center every year, and we hope every citizen in Mesa gets to visit their art center, because as Cindy said, it really does belong to the citizens, and more people are finding out what a great place it is, and it's a great place to take your family, to go to a show, participate in a show, whatever, so we're very happy with that, and you know, it's important to our community, and it's been a big plus for us, so thank you so very much for taking that to the next level. We'll now proceed with the consent agenda, and the consent agenda will be read in this evening by Randy Policar.
I don't have a trophy. I'm sorry. Everybody else got one, so.
Just having you here is reward enough, Randy.
Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and Council. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Downtown Mesa Association, one-day charitable event to be held Friday, September 7th on McDonald from Main to Pepper, the west half of the McDonald lot, and on Main Street from Center to Robeson. Item 3B, act on liquor license for Gilbert Promotional Corporation, four-day charitable event, Thursday, November 15th through Sunday, November 18th, 4045 South Power Road. Item 4A, act to renew term contract for office supplies for citywide use. Item 4B, act on term contract for softballs for warehouse inventory. Item 4C has been removed from the consent agenda. Item 4D, act on term contract for traffic signal pole painting services for the Transportation Department. Item 4E, act on Southeast Water Reclamation Plant disinfection improvements, 6308 East Baseline Road. Funding available in the fiscal year 12-13 Wastewater Bond Capital Program. Item 4F, act on design of remodel of 225 East Main Street for Benedictine University. Funding available in the fiscal year 12-13 Enterprise Fund. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to accept funds made available through an award agreement with the Attorney General for the fiscal year 12-13 Victims' Rights Program. Item 5B, act on resolution to extinguish a temporary drainage easement at Culver's Restaurant, 1841 South Greenfield Road. Item 5C, act on resolution repealing resolution number 7038 and approving an amendment to the existing address and street name assignment policy that establishes and standardizes new methods for address and street name assignments. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending Mesa City Code Title II, Chapters 2 and 24 to incorporate changes that merge the Human Services Advisory Board and the Housing Advisory Board into a board known as the Housing and Community Development Advisory Board. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-27, the 5200 to 5300 blocks of South Ellsworth Road, located on the north side of the future State Route 24 freeway alignment between Ellsworth Road and Chrisman Road along the southern portion of the former General Motors Proving Grounds. This request will establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-28, the 5200 to 5300 blocks of South Ellsworth Road, located on the north side of the future State Route 24 alignment between Ellsworth Road and Chrisman Road along the southern portion of the former General Motors Proving Grounds. This request for a rezone will establish the Pacific Proving Grounds North Community Plan. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding A12-01 annexing land located south of the Ray Road alignment and east of Ellsworth Road, initiated by the property owners. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-29, the 10,000-800 to 11,000-100 and the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located at the northeast corner of Single Butte Road and Williams Field Road. This request will establish city zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z12-30, the 10,800 to 11,100 and the 5,600 to 6,000 blocks of South Signal Butte Road, located at the northeast corner of Signal Butte Road and Williams Field Road. This request for a rezone will facilitate the future development of a single residence subdivision. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance A12-02, annexing land located north of Williams Field Road and east of the Signal Butte Road alignment, initiated by the property owners, Pacific Proving LLC. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z12-32, 68 East Main Street, located east of Center Street on the north side of Main Street. Council use permit to allow a restaurant with a drive-through in the downtown core zoning district. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Randy. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Higgins. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 8A, conduct a public hearing on minor general plan amendment. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Are there any questions or comments from the council? There being none, declare the public hearing closed. Item 8B, GP Minor 12-03, 1141 North Greenfield Road, located at the southeast corner of Greenfield Road and Brown Road. Minor general plan amendment to adjust the boundaries of the existing Mesa 2025 general plan land use designation from low density residential, half acre, to medium density residential, 2 to 4 acres. I'll entertain a motion, I think we've seen enough of this. I entertain a motion. I have a motion from Councilmember Richens, a second from Councilmember Fenter. Is there any discussion? Let's vote. Councilmember Sumner, or Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7 ayes and no nays. Item 8B is adopted. Item 8C, Z12-33, 1141 North Greenfield Road, the same place as the general plan amendment, rezoned from RS-15PAD to RS-15PAD with a site plan review. And this will allow the development of single resident subdivision. I have a motion. I'll entertain a motion. I have a motion from Councilmember Fenter, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion carries. Ms. Crocker, are there any requests to speak from the public?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. There'll be no further business. I have a motion to adjourn, Councilmember Kavanaugh, second, Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.